Okay, Rabotai, good afternoon. Hanukkah Sameach. I was asked by Boss Gabo to say a few words in honor of the business chabura. And I think that finals are really a very good indication of real life. Meaning, finals are is what we call a tirda. You know, real life is full of all sorts of trials and tribulations, hardships, burdens, and the older you get, the more significant they become, the harder they become. And it's very important to make sure that we learn not to get crushed under the burdens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us in life. It's very important to be able to shoulder those burdens and compartmentalize, which is another very, very important midah. If one is to trek through life, you have to kind of put things in place and not let, you know, some people, as a result of all sorts of nisyonot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them, the first thing to suffer, the first thing to be sacrificed is their Torah and Avodat Hashem and Yirat Shamayim. And that's tragic. I'll tell you why that is. Because the only thing that helps keep us afloat in a very fast-paced, stressful life is that very connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So finals is a good way to remind us that, yeah, well, you know, there are impending, you know, finals and things that we have to deal with, but it's important to put that into perspective that, you know, Hashem shouldn't be made to suffer because of our finals, especially if we're turning to Him for help with it, if we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hatzlacha, which inevitably you need, because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're toast. So if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make you Matzliach, how can it be that you make your relationship with Him suffer as a result of the things that bog us down? Now, it's really just a mashal, a siman, if you will, of the greater trials and tribulations that happen when you leave the confines of yeshiva, and then you enter what the Velt likes to call the real world. I don't like to call it the real world because I consider the Beis Medrash the real world. Everything else, you know, interactions with, you know, Olam Hazeh and all of the, you know, all of the organisms outside, that's not necessarily indicative of what the real world is. But we'll use it in the colloquial, the way people refer to it as the real world. You have to make sure that as you get more and more engaged with the real world, with the business world, and, you know, it takes time, it takes energy, there's a certain drive that we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the Ta'avat Mamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a drive to make money and to live well and comfortably. And, you know, not to say that wealth is a bad thing. If channeled properly, it could be a wonderful thing. If channeled toward, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Torato HaKadosha and towards Tzedakot and all sorts of things, wealth can be a wonderful thing. But there's something that's called, which Shlomo HaMelech discusses in Mishlei, Kesef HaShamur Liv'alav L'Ra'ato. There can be money that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person that will eventually cause him harm. There's an interesting Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Chet. The Gemara says, Gadol HaNehena Migi'o Yoter Mi'ireh Shamayim. The Gemara says that one who enjoys the fruits of his labor, the fruits of his own toil, is even greater than Yireh Shamayim. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar questions how can that be? Going to work, you know, making a living, earning a parnasa, can be greater than a person having fear of heaven. How can you even reconcile? How can you even put those two things in the same sentence? So in classic Rav Chaim Shmulevitz style, he says, no, there's something much deeper in the words of Chazal than what meets the eye. And he says, you know, if you don't go to work, if you are supported by others, if you, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, sometimes you don't get that feeling that Hashem is running the world. What do I mean? Somebody's providing for you. You may think it's as a result of your zchuyot and your tefillot and things of that nature. But you don't really, reality doesn't hit you in the face of how worthless you really are. Until, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, until you go into business. When you go into business and you start making a living, and you plan all sorts of things. You know, you plan this deal, and you know, you start thinking, well, with this degree, then I'll be able to make X amount. And then as soon as you enter the workforce, you realize how really worthless you really are. None of your plans are panning out. Not this deal and not that degree and nothing. And you realize that every door that closes on your face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another channel, completely from a different direction, to give you your parnasah. And then you start realizing only a person, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, explaining the Gemara, only a person who goes into the workforce can truly understand the depth of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us, not on our terms, but His. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in His wondrous way, and everything else is just batel umvutal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very big thing. You only realize that, only a person who works. That's something that the Gemara meant. So even an avrech, to a certain extent, wouldn't be able to capture that message like a working guy does. Can you imagine that? You go to work and you realize, I failed here, I failed. But I'm not starving. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dying of hunger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me this. But it's a tremendous thing. With that in mind, it's important. You know, sometimes there are those, not you obviously, but there are certain people who when they leave Kotlei Beit HaMidrash and they enter what we call the real world, their Avodat Hashem suffers. They have, we call Yerida in Avodat Hashem, whether it's in Tefillah, whether it's in Kvi'at Itim LaTorah, whether it's in strict adherence to Halacha. You know what I'm saying? When you're in Yeshiva, you don't really have too many Yichud situations that crop up. You don't really have too many situations where you have to know Al Pi Halacha how to relate to the opposite gender in a professional manner. You don't have too many nisyonot in Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat, right? Conducting business honestly, being an honest yid, earning an honest living, not ripping people off, not doing all sorts of things, not scheming, not doing things that are unsavory. You know, I heard this from a wise person, and it's true. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it is very difficult to become very wealthy in this generation without cutting corners in halacha. Remember that. You're studying business. The most important thing you have to remember is that it's not about how much money you earn. It's not necessarily about how much. It's about the amount of bracha in that money. The Gemara, Masechet Bava Metzi'ah, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says, "Hanichnas lamud gorno." When a person goes in to, you know, for all intents and purposes, to take inventory, you want to see how much wheat grew, whatever it is. There's a bracha that you make, and then afterwards, you say, when he leaves, he says, "Baruch hasholeach bracha bakriyazi." You make a bracha according to many poskim. It's b'shem u'malchut. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent bracha. It's not the amount of grain that grew. It's not about the amount of money you made. It's about the amount of bracha you have in that money. There's a lot of people, I know many of them, many people who are extremely, astronomically wealthy, and their lives are a living gehinnom. They are miserable. They wish nothing else but to not have a penny and be like everybody else. There are so many people that have so much money, but they can't sleep at night. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Metuka Shena Ta'oved. You know, who sleeps better, the worker or the boss? Shlomo HaMelech says the worker. Why? He knows he's coming to work. You know, whatever happens, he's still getting a salary. The boss is always tossing and turning. Can't get a good night's sleep. Meaning, the amount of bracha you have in your money, which is directly connected to the amount of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You can't expect to have bracha in your money without adherence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. Whether in Choshen Mishpat, monetary law, it's important to learn even Kitzurim. I know it's part of the course requirements. To know about Po'alim, to know about Schar Sakhir, to know about Ona'a, Ribit. There are so many pitfalls in the workforce today. To know about how, you know, I thought that it was a good idea. I told Gabi, I think it's, maybe we should bring it up to the dean. but just dinit zniut in the workforce. How to be tzanua, how to be a ben Torah, a good husband in the workforce. You know, we cross paths with the opposite gender all the time. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with dinei yichud? Things that, you know, sometimes people are lax with just by virtue of the fact that we spend a lot of time with these people. You have to make sure to keep your guard up, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go anywhere. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that accompanied you to Beit HaMidrash and Beit HaKnesset is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that accompanies you to work. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, another pasuk. Bechol derachecha da'ehu v'hu yeyesher orchotecha. You know, after Hilchot Beit HaKnesset and Hilchot Tefillah, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman kufnun he, how a person is supposed to do business. What are you supposed to, how are you supposed to manage Talmud Torah with business? And these are halachot. It's not just, okay, I've graduated yeshiva, so now I'm in a different sphere. You never graduate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you. And unfortunately, Aymo Anochi Betzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleaves to us so much that when we do what we're not supposed to do, we have to realize that we're dragging HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mud with us, which is, you know, it's hard to keep that in mind all the time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to remember me not only in Beit HaKnesset or Beit HaMidrash, Bechol derachecha da'ehu. Remember me wherever you go. V'hu yeyesher orchotecha. Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Mem Zayin, he writes interestingly, you know, when you go to work, you spent an entire day at work and you come back and you want to learn. Do you have to make a new Birkot HaTorah? Why? There's only one thing that creates the necessity for a new Birkot HaTorah, Yiseach HaDat, which is a night's sleep. When you go to work, even though you spent many hours there, sometimes more hours than you spend learning, and yet when you come back and you want to be engaged in Torah, you don't have to make a new bracha. Why is that? Because the Magen Avraham says, conducting business is Torah. You know that? You're always thinking about the halacha. You're always thinking about honesty. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu expect from me at any given moment? That in and of itself, those are thoughts of Torah. So therefore, the Magen Avraham, that leads him to the conclusion that work is not necessary. Work is just another, you know, there's the Beit HaMidrash of yeshiva, and then there's the Beit HaMidrash of work, and then there's the Beit HaMidrash of home. You got to juggle your family. You have to know how to be a good husband and a good father. You can't neglect them just because of the pursuit of whatever it is. You know, some people, unfortunately, some businessmen neglect their children. Some B'nai Torah and Rabbanim neglect their children. You know, in order to be a healthy human being, a holistic Jew, as the Reshiva likes to refer to it, you have to know how to... Life is a balancing act. Life is a juggle. And you have to know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from you at that given moment. And sometimes that can change. And sometimes you won't have all the answers. You need Da'at Torah. You need to have a Rav. Aseh lecha Rav v'yistalek min ha-safek. Sometimes the answers won't be so apparent. You have to ask a Shaila. Just like you have to ask a Shaila in Isur v'heter. Sometimes you have to ask a Shaila of Isur v'heter in business or in family life or whatever it is. What makes a good Yid is not necessarily one that is always in Beit HaMidrash. That's excellent. That's, you know, if a person can be Shivti b'Vit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai, that's wonderful. But equally as good is one who doesn't leave the Beis Medrash, but takes the Beis Medrash with him in all of his endeavors, you're still a Ben Torah. Wherever you go, don't forget, you come from Ben Torah stock. It's an important lesson, you know, for those graduating and those not yet. You're going out and right. This is, you know, this is the proverbial at the end of the Mabul. The teva opens and Noach comes out of the teva with his family and the animals. Okay, showtime. Let's do this, right? What do you have to show for yourself for all of those years that you spent in yeshiva in the teva? That's really in here. This is, you know, I don't want to say that, this is more of a controlled environment. But in the controlled environment is where the astronauts, Lahavdil en Fanfei Avdalot, when they're practicing, when they're training for their space expeditions, they're training in controlled environments. And then they actually get launched into space, and now they're like, okay, mission time. Your mission is to stay and learn as much as you can. And then when your mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission for you, pushes you towards Hilchot Derech Eretz, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Yafet Talmud Torah Im Derech Eretz, Shigiat Shneim Eshakachat Avon, and according to most Rishonim, Derech Eretz in that Mishnah is a reference to earning an honest parnasa, knowing how to work, knowing how to acclimate to that, to those surroundings, to that environment, with the Torah attitude, that is the sign of a quintessential Ben Torah. Ben Torah in Beis Medrash is great. Ben Torah in the workforce and at home, that's when you really graduated. That's when we know that you're able to apply your teachings, your closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your endeavors. I wish you Be'ezat Hashem, not only for the finals. I don't like best of luck, because luck is kfira. But Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you all. Hashem should give you bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asi yedihim. Vahid David b'chol lechol d'racha maskil v'aduna imo. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave David HaMelech Hatzlacha in all that he did, everything that he did. It's a segula, it's brought down b'shem kama v'kama mekubalim to say the pasuk yashar v'afuch before you go into anything of, you know, anything of importance. Vahid David lechol d'rachav maskil v'aduna imo. Vahid Adonai et Yosef. Vahid ish matzliach. Vahid bevet Adonav ha-mitzri. Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like he sent Hatzlacha. Why did Hashem send Hatzlacha to Yosef and David? Where were they? Yosef was in the middle of Mitzrayim, Ervat Haaretz, middle of nowhere. He could have left everything behind, and yet in the middle of the filth, he decided to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem says, that's my man. You deserve Hatzlacha. David HaMelech was written off by his entire family. They thought Bar Minan that he was Mamzir. They sent him out to the field to be killed by wild animals. Hashem says, that's the king, that's the Melech HaMashiach. When everybody else writes you off, when the going gets tough, and you pledge allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the makor le'atzlacha in everything in life. Atzlacha Rabbah.